Tributes are flowing for legendary First Nations broadcaster and Indigenous leader Tiger Bales, who died from cancer yesterday morning. He was a well-known voice in community radio and widely recognised for his contribution to Indigenous media. As former chairman of the New South Wales Land Council, Tiger Bales is also being remembered as an inspiring leader and a leader who did much to amplify Indigenous voices in land rights campaigns. He was 62 when he passed. Marilyn Hetrelies has more.
I've known him through radio for as long as I can remember. I first met him in Brisbane. For Aboriginal people, he wasn't only a broadcaster. He was a freedom fighter for Aboriginal rights, you know. He was one of them sort of people. So, you know, he's remembered for more than just radio. He was, remembered for a lot more. You know, he fought for the land rights up in Queensland, and when the land rights bills were just coming to fruition. He was one of those leaders who was always there, you know.
Warren H. Williams is an Aboriginal singer and songwriter and cultural advisor at Karma Radio in Alice Springs, Australia's largest Aboriginal media association. He worked with Tiger Bales throughout his broadcast career.
You know, what he did with the radio station at Brisbane, you know, he sort of like left his legacy with that, you know, talking about Aboriginal rights and everything else that came with it. It was actually, you know, a lot of people used to think he's a big man, and people got scared. but he was a really gentle man. He was a good, kind-hearted man.
William H. Williams, cultural advisor at Karma Radio. Tiger Bales was the founder of Brisbane Indigenous Media Association's 98.9 FM radio station, one of the most popular stations on community radio. In 2013, he was presented with the Michael Law Award by the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia for his contribution to community radio. Tiger was also given the National Dedley Award for Indigenous Broadcaster of the Year and recognised by Amnesty International's Media Awards for his work around decolonisation and invasion. Nicola Joseph, the CEO of the Community Media Training Organisation, was a close friend of Tiger's who trained him at 2SER Radio, the station where The Wire is being broadcast from today. Nicola spoke to the National Indigenous Radio Service earlier today.
He was one of those people who was just, I mean, look, along with amazing people like Gary Foley, his mother, his aunties, they're people that can take to a stage and articulate a message, articulate the experience of a people in a way that is just totally engaging. And I think that in itself is just an astonishing thing. But I think what Tiger also brought, and I can say that he brought this not only just to Indigenous activism, but to community broadcasting activism. What he brought was just an incredible honesty, an honesty which to me was sometimes a little bit scary. He spoke out and he didn't really tolerate fools or dishonesty. He didn't like the idea that decisions should get made in back rooms. He really felt that everything should be open and transparent, and he always said what he thought. As a strategist, he was quite incredible, and even in my present position as the head of the sector's training organisation, he was my chairperson until the end of last year. And, you know, in order for this organisation to be established and to grow, it needed Tiger at the helm. And, you know, it's been quite an amazing experience for me to, much later in life, come back and have the chance to work with him again in an organisation. So definitely he was articulate and outspoken and just a beautiful speech maker, but also he was really honest and forthright, and he didn't suffer fools.
Marilyn Hetrelies reporting.